Welcome to Shoud number 6 on February 6th. Ooh. Ooh. Of Walk On the Powerless Life. Wow. We've had 6 shouds already on the powerless life. Does that seem possible? So it's like a midpoint, a balance point. It's a point for really the true masters that we know that we are. For those pioneers, those pirates of consciousness. And as Adama says, those Argonauts, huh? So let's give them an arg with that. Arg, yeah. What a time it is. And, of course, tomorrow we have Super Bowl 50. Woo! And as it happens, we know who's playing, yes? Can you say Denver Broncos, Chambra? Yes, Denver Broncos. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the Carolina Panthers. So it's, yeah, no, it's going to be quite a game. And actually, I'm not a big football fan, but I do watch the Denver Broncos, and I do watch Super Bowl. And there's a big and with that. And the big and is the commercials are really, really good. They're really creative. And there's humor and, you know, a lot. But it's different. It's new. And they put a lot of time, energy, and money into it. So really, it is a display of consciousness. And actually, synchronistically, you know, consciousness really started moving about 50 years ago. Well, whatever, huh? Whatever. Yeah. And then Monday, just the day afterwards, is the Chinese New Year. So there's like over a billion people, you know, going to be celebrating that, the year of the monkey. Yeah. And it just goes on and on. And like right now, I don't know if you guys are into astronomy, but there's like 5 planets that line up and we can see in the morning in a line, which is pretty incredible. Yeah. And then tomorrow, 2 of our favorite people jump on an airplane. They leave the snow and they go to Mooloolaba, Australia. Yeah. And let's welcome them down, Jeff and Linda. And as they come down, I want you to know also, they're going to be flying tomorrow. And if it's possible, they may or may not see the football game.
Probably not. There's sacrifices we have to make for doing this work, but that's okay.
Well, thank you.
That's okay. Thank you, David.
Linda, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, it'll be okay, but it usually takes 2 or 3 days when you live in Colorado and it's cold and windy and you're coming down the highway and cars are sliding off the highway in front of you and there's, you know, and the state troopers are trying to rescue all these people. I actually get over all that after about 2 or 3 days in the humidity and the heat.
Yeah, quickly forgot.
Wow. Great.
And you're probably wondering why I'm wearing sunglasses today. And it's not just because I'm getting ready to go to Australia, but I got to tell you a little story. Now, so I got here this morning at about 10 o'clock, and I walked in the door. John and Joe and Sandra were here, but there was this emptiness, this quiet. Now, I like quiet as much as most of the rest of you, but it was kind of a little bit odd, a little bit strange. It was too quiet. There was no energy percolating. John and Joe were both sitting there working, and Sandra was taking care of Puddles or the dog, whatever. And it was so quiet, and it was kind of distressed me a little bit, unnerved me, because I thought, we're supposed to have a shower today. Where is this going to be like an empty hole that we fall into, like go into this darkness? And then at about 11:30, Chambra started to show up. Oh, my gosh. The brightness was so overwhelming. I had to put on sunglasses. You guys are... No, I'm serious. Everything changed here, so I will take these off now.
Jeff, we don't normally allow people until 11:30 because you were having such a challenge and such an energetic, you know, sadness. Did you let them in at 11:30?
When I could feel them standing outside, you know, with the wind blowing. And, you know, today was one of those gray, overcast days, chilly. We had a lot of snow earlier in the week. And it's just right now, today's kind of out there. It's kind of drab. But sucks. In here, I mean, wow, the light. And it's warm in here even. And it's just, there's so much light. I had to come up with my sunglasses on.
A lot of style in the room. A lot of orange, you know, as this is Bronco country. What are you looking for, Boo Boo?
My controller.
Oh, you poor thing. You would lost control.
Oh, my God.
You lose control. No chance.
Oh, my God.
That couldn't happen.
Whoa, much better. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Glad that you're here. We have a pretty full
house. I'm not
done. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
All the orange. And then, of course, as you'll notice, it's a very special time of year. February kind of sucks. So you have to have kind of a passion, love holiday to make it really work. And it just so happens that it's Valentine's month, which means it's a color. You get to wear red during this gray, kind of dismal month. And everybody that's wearing red, this holiday of love and passion, stand up if you're wearing red. There's a lot. Look at that.
A lot of red.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and stand up if you're wearing orange
uh-huh.
for the Denver Broncos.
I'm not done with Valentine's. So when I was getting dressed today, do you have to go to the bathroom? That was kind of scary.
I'm signaling to the production desk in the back. We're using our little hand.
That looks
signal.
Subtle.
So
I'm not done.
Yes.
Jeez. So anyways, it's Valentine's Day. And I was trying to get dressed. Jeff had left before me. And I knew I would just wear a red, little red dress. And I was trying to figure out how to finish my outfit off like everybody. And I tried on, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 necklaces. And nothing worked. It was all the wrong length. Something was wrong. And then I got this Linda.
Bling, bling, bling.
And it's like, you're wearing red, girl. It's my month. I am the master of love. Go find that pendant.
Yeah. But that's not a heart, but actually it's very appropriate because if you recall that Adama St. Germain is giving a message on February 14th, if you happen to remember, he chose that date, I don't know, almost a year ago. He said, and I thought it was kind of odd at the time, that's Valentine's Day. What's with that? But he said February 14th, he's going to be giving his message. So we are sending an email out to everybody on February 14th with the link to his message. So it's kind of like the month of what I see. It's the month of heart and spades. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get it. They're awake. So anyway, we want to welcome everybody to the studio. We have a pretty full house here today, and welcome to everybody that's listening in online from all around the country. For those of you in Australia, we'll see you in a couple of days. We're already packing our shorts and our sandals and all that stuff. Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's 7 a.m. there for most of Australia, so they're awake probably, drinking, tipping their tea.
Yeah. So let's introduce the people who are from out of Colorado.
Well, there are two that I actually recognized right away. I had no idea they were going to be here. But John and Leone from the Netherlands are here.
The Netherlands, go ahead and stand up. Good to see you again.
Did you bring your baby with you? No.
Oh, yeah. So it's truly kind of a relaxing, yeah.
Welcome. Good to see you again. And here, now, we're not sure about the check-in on this, but this is on my list.
Yes.
Teresa from Czech Republic, are you?
Hi, good to see you again.
Nice to see
you
again.
And it's usually a little warmer and sunnier here. This is just one of those days, Sart. But yeah. But this will change in a day or two. It'll snow again.
Yeah, it'll probably snow.
Good.
Yeah, it was supposed to be nice out today.
Thank you for being here.
Glad you could be with us. And last but not least, Sigrid from Germany. Are you here, Sigrid? I'm not sure Sigrid's here.
Not here yet.
Sigrid's
okay.
Not here yet. Okay.
Lauren from Austin.
From Austin, yeah. Go ahead and stand up, Lauren. Good to see you again. Last time we saw you was in Canada at Threshold. Isn't that embarrassing? Cameras. There's cameras everywhere. And sensors.
She's
all over
a very famous name. I first started noticing her name coming in the database, and it said Lauren Hutton. I'm like, ooh.
Wow. Wow.
Not Lauren Hutton.
I thought she was dead.
Oh, yeah.
I never know anymore. I mean, well, the actress. Is she? I don't know. Yeah. Well, you just never know these days.
No,
so,
more coffee
I hope she's
for you.
I hope she's doing well. Okay, we have a lot to cover today, so let's get on with it. Again, thank you for being here. Thank you.
Are there any other out-of-towners? Any newbies that have the guts to stand up and admit you are?
Anybody we didn't announce from out of Colorado?
No.
No? Okay.
We did good. We did the best we could.
Okay. So.
There's two newbies back there, but they're not raising their hand. Welcome. Yeah. Be nice to them. Just don't get between Chamber and the chocolate. That's not safe. Yeah.
Yes. Where are you from?
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe. Yeah. Good to see you. What's your name? Yeah. That happens. People leave.
Glad
and then
back.
They come back.
Good to see you.
Family, and it feels so good.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to mention that David said it was the Chinese New Year coming up on Monday. I think Year of the Monkey. So
that's me.
I didn't realize when we put this graphic together, but it's kind of appropriate, you know, escaping, getting out of the zoo. Yeah. Although that sign says human. Yeah. And it actually says, if I can read the type, it says some of the original inhabitants on Earth eats meat. Smokes pot, caution, gets aggressive at times. It really does. It really does. It's hard. But they got out, yeah. So I thought it was kind of appropriate. Okay, Linda's saying move on to the next slide. Okay.
I love you. That was funny, but it is time to move on.
Yeah, it's time to move on, right? So she takes notes afterwards. Okay. All right, it's been, doesn't it seem like about 2 months since our last shout?
Yeah.
I mean, just like a long time.
It has been.
So I'm always thankful that we do these shout recaps. So I remember what the heck we did.
It has been.
We all remember.
It's been five weeks,
but it seems like 2 months ago.
Oh.
And what's really funny is when you watch this shout recap, it's going to seem really odd because there's all these Christmas decorations. Doesn't that seem like a really long time ago? Let's go ahead and play the recap from the last shout. Here we go. I can tell you right now, 2016 is going to be a very different year. What we're going to be doing is doing it for real. We are going to be going where very, very few others have gone before. So the question is, what kind of year is this going to be for this planet?
Eye-opening awareness.
Eye-opening awareness.
I think we're going to get past fear this year. I would say we're going to continue in violence.
I would say choosing conscious ignorance. A gap between people who continue to enjoy ruts and those who have gone so far almost past the turning point.
Two different things. People putting their heads in the sand even more because they just can't deal with what's going on.
Right.
And then I'll call it no more. The revolution escalates. Different, exciting.
So we have a list here. We'll go back and check on it later in the year. It's good, but it's not great. So second part of the question. Same basic question, but instead of on a global basis, five words or less, what is this year going to be like for you?
Unraveling all these ties.
Loving myself.
What's one thing you're going to do to love yourself?
Realize it's okay to just be me.
Choosing to enjoy life.
Feeling my I am-ness, my I exist.
In each wound, there's always an element of love. Transforming peace
transforming peace.
And stabilization.
Okay. My word for all of this, for you, for the world, for everything else, disruptive.
Oh.
Totally disruptive.
Oh.
Totally disruptive. Disruptive for the planet.
Wow.
It's going to be one of those OMG kind of years.
Oh.
And it doesn't mean there has to be fear, but there will be. It doesn't mean there has to be chaos, but there will be, or violence, but there will be, or ignorance. There'll be a lot of that. And it's just going to be a totally disruptive year. Everything gone bonkers. And this is not a fear thing at all. I see some of you are just about ready to type something. There's no fear whatsoever. When you move to a new house or you remodel your current house, it's kind of disruptive, but for the purpose of going to a better place, something more enjoyable. There's disruptions along the way. There's going to be this year. I'm going to ask you right now to celebrate those disruptions globally and personally. Could you accept right now that all these disruptions are being brought forth to you, not by anybody else, but by you, for the sake of you, to change your life, to make you a true master on this planet? One very important point. It's called the master's sense. The master's sense. You are going to be allowing that in. You're going to then get very confused by it, and then you're going to finally understand it. A few of you already have had it occurring in your life, but you're not sure what it is. Let me explain, if you would. In order for anything to be sensed, you have to have certain qualities. Number one, awareness. Number two is light. Light occurs naturally when there is consciousness, the I am awareness. That basically emits, radiates light. From here, from light, comes energy. Energy is basically the compassion of the soul that's been so condensed, so brought into itself, that it actually goes through a crystallizing process that turns it into energy. The consciousness was smart enough, aware enough to give itself a means to experience itself, and that is energy. The next thing you have is what we've been talking about lately. You have, I'm going to call it motion. And it represents time and space and activity and past and future and everything else, because you're actually not moving. Everything else is moving through you. In order to sense anything, you have to have a degree of awareness. You create automatically and radiate this thing called light. You tap into energy without power, and now there's motion. Now you have a living experience. And from this next one on the bottom, you are able to perceive. That's where you're at right now. You're in the middle of your perception. But you know, and I know, that you know, that the perception isn't all real. The perception is too limited, and you're screaming to get out. You know there's more. What happens to a person that loses all of their five primary senses? They will go crazy. The mind cannot handle it. The senses are an extension of your mind. The mind uses those five things to gather, interpret, and measure data and create your reality. The master sense opens up new worlds. But David, you're never going to be able to taste that world or even think into that world or hear that world, because you need a master sense outside of this little reality, not your human senses. They don't work out there. You're not going to get to
where you're trying to get to, enlightenment, realization, by using those. So how do you get there? That's the frustrating thing. That's what so many of you have been wondering about lately. It's the frustration and the passion. How do we get there? It's very simple. I exist. I've been asking you for years now to feel it, not to think it, but to feel I exist. A lot of you got bored because you keep thinking about it. You keep trying to make it into something that it's not necessarily. You keep trying to sense it with your mind, and you wait to, well, I haven't gotten the tingling all over my body, or I don't see it. No, you're not going to. It is the master sense that understands it. It's nothing like the five human senses. It's nothing like the mind. It's not a thought. It is a knowingness. It's not a mantra or a meditation. It is an awareness. Suddenly you are beyond time and space. And suddenly you realize what I've been talking about for years, that suddenly the future is just here. Once the master sense opens up and it is accepted and allowed, and you keep your frickin' hands and your ears and your eyes and everything else off of it. Because you don't try to turn it into a human sense. Once you allow it, once you let yourself go crazy enough to realize that it's there, once you don't think about it and try to construct it in your brain or see it with your eyes, once you just realize it's there, everything changes. Game changes. And that's what 2016 is going to bring. And that's the disruption and the beauty of it all.
Okay. Wow. And a hush falls over the crowd. Hi. Were you sleeping during that? Or thinking or feeling? Yeah. Good. Okay. We're going to take a look at some upcoming events. We have quite a few of them today, so we're going to kind of go through the ones quickly.
We have a lot of sold-out events.
A lot of sold-out events, yeah. We haven't even talked about before. So, as we mentioned, Linda and I are headed off to Australia. We're going to be doing the threshold in where? What city?
Mooloolaba. Sunshine Coast.
We've got a full house there. It's sold out. Really looking forward to going back to Australia. It's always amazing. And the Shamber down under are wild.
They're really fun. Yeah. Deborah did a great job of putting things together and hosting, and we appreciate that. And I will say that the Australians are a lot of fun. And they actually live like pirates. They live like the way Adama says you should. They have an incredible sense of humor. I've said this before. They're one of the few countries in the world that I know actually hunt their national animal.
Not just the hunting, it's the eating part.
And last time I was there, I brought home, they have this toad that irritates them. And so just to kind of put the word out, they make purses out of it and keychains. And I brought one home.
Yeah. Put it on the coffee table. Now gone. And anyway, right after that, after the threshold, we're headed down to Sydney for Light Integration. It's a two-day workshop that we're doing at the Crow's Nest Community Center, which is kind of just over the bridge on the other side. We still have spaces left because it's a very big meeting room. So if you're interested, just come on over to Australia with us. I mean, you know, what the heck?
Sydney,
why not?
Australia is stunning. Sydney's done, it's just incredible city. And we have never done an event there that somebody doesn't bring a bottle of Adamus Saint-Germain liqueur, and nobody drinks it from a glass. They just and pass it on to the next person.
Sure.
And the whole room drinks out of the bottle.
Sure.
I'm always.
We should be doing that here, huh? Yeah. Good.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Next. So after that, it's Canada in March. We're going back to the Sparkling Hill Resort for the Threshold, which is one of my favorite. I think it is my favorite event of all. The Sparkling Hill Resort is amazing. If you want to give yourself a gift of The spas and therapy and the treatment.
It's a high service spa. And what's stunning about it, I've never been in a spa that's part of the hotel that has more services that are part of staying at the hotel. It has two pools. One is a heated outdoor pool on the top of the hill that overlooks the lake. It's stunning. Another indoor pool. Then there's this weird, like, cold, hot walking pool. And then there's, like, 10 spas and steam rooms. And rumor has it that that Sard's thinking about going, but he's trying to decide if he should buy this new piece of equipment for his business or come to Threshold.
Both, Sard, both. You know, the nice thing about Canada right now for the Americans, the exchange rate on the Canadian dollar is, like, really low. Sorry, Canadians, but for the Americans, it's a great deal. It's now down to, I think, 70 cents on a dollar. So when we were there last time, it was almost on parity, you know, about a dollar to dollar. So now you can get it for, like, almost, 30% off.
It's the cheapest I remember in a very, very long time. I mean,
so
it's
really,
really good deal if you're an American. The hotel is high class, 5-star, and it's under $150 a night. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Canadian.
Yeah, Canadian.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a great host there, Tammy O'Reilly. And we have quite a few in the room here who have gone to Threshold.
Yeah.
How many have been to Threshold and Sparkling Hills? Quite a few. So are we lying or what? I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful
spot. Very nice.
Spot.
They just have a sort of unresolved dress code issue. But other than that, I'm fine.
So, and it seems like a long way away, but it actually is coming up pretty quick. In April, we'll be in Hawaii. Doesn't it sound incredible? Like right now, sitting here in early February, gray and cold out.
Watching cars light off the road.
Being with Adamus and Chambra in warm paradise on the Big Island. Can't wait for April to get here.
It's our first event on the Big Island, and there's several people that have been here. Sart said he's been there 6 times. It's his favorite Hawaiian island. You can walk right up to the volcano. In fact, you have to be careful because of the lava.
It's slipping.
There is so much to do there. It's incredible. So if you've ever wanted to check that island out, this is a good opportunity.
Anyway, the workshop is called Bon Adventure. We're going to be really getting into the whole concept of Bon with Adamus. So if you're interested in signing up, there are no requirements, no SES or anything. We do daily sessions with Adamus, and then you have the afternoon off to explore the island or go lava surfing. You know, you just get a board and you get out there on that lava flow and away you go.
Yeah, I can see you doing that.
In May, it's off to Italy. We have two great events going on there. First of all, we are doing the Amio Retreat back at the Borgo San Luigi. Beautiful
place.
Oh,
your Italian's getting good.
Yeah. Well, it's impressive, isn't it? This is our third time there. It's kind of like home. You know, that we know the owners. It's family-operated resort. It's Tuscany. It's just unbelievable.
It's Tuscany. I really didn't care one way or the other for Italy until we discovered Tuscany. That part of the country is stunningly beautiful. It is in a style that makes it truly a treat to be in that country. And the wine and the food is incredible. And the Italians make you feel really welcome, like they want you there.
Yeah. No, it's really good. Yeah. We still have room space open for
we
it.
We do.
And we will have live music with Johan, like we have had in the past. It's so beautiful there. I forgot to put in the slide that we're doing Threshold in Tuscany also, right before we do the Amio Retreat. And I forgot because it's already sold out. It sold out almost instantly.
And if you go to Amio Retreat, what you need to do is bring an extra soft duffel inside your bag, because the best deal on leather in the world I've ever seen, really high-quality designer-level stuff, Tuscany. Man, it's great shopping. Woo!
It actually really is. But actually, I did forget to put the Threshold in here. It's actually
nobody
the
cares. It's so
week
late.
Before. But if you want to get on the wait list for Threshold in Italy, in the same region, actually the hotel we're staying at is owned by the same family that owns the other hotel.
There's 12 people on the wait list already.
Oh, there are? Okay. Well, if you really get on the wait list.
It's a possibility. You know, something could happen. You never know.
Sure. Okay. And then in early June, you know, we looked at our schedule and we said, well, we're going to be in Italy for 2 or 3 weeks in May. And then the only flights we could get back, we would have to rush back. We'd get back on Wednesday, like 3 days before the shout. And that's tough, you know, and getting everything done.
And it turns out that for us to fly, you have to fly, what do you call that?
Through Munich.
Through Munich, anyways.
So we talked about it and said, hey, while we're right there, there's so many Schaumburg in Europe that have never been to a shout, never get a chance to come to a shout. So we said, let's do our first ever shout in Munich. So the June shout, for those of you who are here right now, the June shout is going to be, it's actually in Grunewald, which is southwest Munich area.
I think that's Audi country.
Yeah, we did an event there a couple of years ago. Yeah. The auditorium seats about 200 people. We're going to have one heck of a party. So that is Saturday, June 4th. And what we're going to do for folks back here is we're going to start that webcast at about 4 in the afternoon. So back here to be 8 in the morning.
With your tea and coffee.
And we're going to try to find a way to open the studio if you want to come here to watch it from here. That'd be really cool. Yeah.
Oh, you warned everybody, but that's the first anybody's heard of that.
I haven't told the staff yet, but it's like, I said, we talked about it. Me, myself, and I. We talked about it. It'll be early in the morning, but wouldn't it be great to get, you know, come in your pajamas, you know, have some coffee and just watch us in Germany. We'll be waving to you. So, this is Saturday, June 4th in Grunewald. We'll do the same schedule. Linda and I up here kind of babbling away for a little while. Take a break, come back, and the live channel with Adamus. Johan will be there for the live music. And, it'd be so great. Amazing. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's going to be sort of great because at this point, if you haven't, right now it's out to the Angels, and they still have till Monday to finish signing up, and it's already almost two-thirds signed up. So when it opens up, if you think you're interested, don't delay.
Yeah, registration opens up on Monday, February 8th, Monday at 9 o'clock Colorado time. So in Europe, that's 5 in the afternoon. It is, like Linda said, almost two-thirds sold out already. So if you're interested in attending, don't delay because by Tuesday or Wednesday, it'll be sold out.
Yeah.
Even though we can take about 200 people, it's just so cool for the Europeans that we're able to do the shout from there. And then the next day, since we're there, we're going to do a day with Adamus. We call it a day with Adamus because we don't know what's going to happen, but it will be a day with Adamus. And again, live music with Johan. Registration opens on February 8th. For the initial package, it's for people who want both to come Saturday and Sunday. If there is still space left, then we're going to open it up for the individual. But if you're thinking about coming, thinking about in terms of both.
You should be an events promo advertiser.
I should be. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, so we've been to this Grunewald Center before. I forgot how to pronounce it in German, but it's really quite nice. It's got a beautiful stage, accommodates a lot of people.
Very comfortable.
So, it'll be really fun doing the shout for the first time somewhere other than Colorado.
It's a community center, and we love, you know, that one of our biggest audiences is clearly German speaking, so this is fun to get to do this in Bavaria, which is also very close to Austria, so
right.
This will be fun, and Switzerland, so it'll be very, lots of people, will be lots of fun, I think.
Yep. Okay. That'll be cool. And we'll keep everybody back here in Colorado posted for what we're going to do here, but it will
be
webcast, it'll be online. Oh, don't you feel like you want to just come over to Germany right now and be there? We could have a special Colorado charter flight that comes over.
Be careful what you ask for.
I know. Oh, no. Hello, United Airlines. Okay, it is time for Schaumburg News.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I always like, kind of like to get down to it. Oh. Wow. Okay. We have quite a bit coming up on February 14th. As we mentioned, it's the day of hearts and spades. This is Adamus's long awaited, long anticipated message. He began it by saying that I think it was last February, March or something like that. He said, you know, guys, we're either going to go forward or we're going to give each other a great big hug and say, it's been fun, you know, So I'm sure he has quite a message coming up.
I think it was February. I think it was literally a year ago.
I think so. And he's come back to it a couple times. But there's a good omen. Right as I was saying this, the sun just came out. I'm getting chills up and down my spine. So anyway, that message is February 14th. We're going to send everybody an email link. No matter where you are in the world, we're going to send you an email with the link to his message.
If you're in our database.
If you're in the database. So a couple of things. If you don't get that email, it'll be sent out at midnight, February 14th, Colorado time. So in Europe, it's going to be about 8 in the morning. If you don't get that link, first look in your spam folder.
And then call Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie. Now let's get a shot of Bonnie back there with a big smile. I'm ready for you. There's his big smile. So look for that link, look for that email. You may want to, right now, if you're not on the mail list for whatever reason, you might want to sign up for it so you get that email and the link. And if you have problems, we will have operators standing by to assist you. Okay, so that is February 14th.
He's doing this without a script. I mean, he's doing it from pictures.
Adamus says, that's all I can do is pictures. Yeah. Okay, in other news, make sure to check out the ever-popular award-winning Chambra magazine. And
if you don't say so yourself.
You know, we have one design rule, design criteria for the Chambra, or two actually, for the covers of the Chambra magazine. One, it has to have a person on it. It can't just be, you know, deer and dogs.
Does a robot count as a person?
Things like that. So you'll notice that's the continuity for the covers. There's always at least one person on because we're honoring the human journey. Some people will send in artwork or suggestions, but it's like, you know, it's like a lion in the woods or something. And it's like, no, it's got to be a human. So we kind of bent the rule.
Yeah, where's the human in this one?
Well, are they human or not? Is this
Mr. Metalman? Oh, that's sexy.
Is this the next generation that comes off a printer? And it's like, and they're in a romantic situation, but how romantic can two robots get? I don't know. I've never tried that. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, check it out.
I thought that's how most humans have sex.
The other design criteria that we have for the cover is it's got to be a little unusual. It can't just be, you know, smiley kids in a park kind of thing. So if you ever notice, the covers are a little edgy. A little edgy. Okay. Also, great articles in this month. And check it out. All the news is that's fit to print. Okay. Next is on the cloud class, Crimson Circle cloud class. This is where you can go now, and there's a lot of different classes there. You can just take it at your leisure. You have 90 days after you sign up to watch a lot of good stuff. The thing we just put up there was Pronost. How many of you here have already seen Pronost?
Wow.
Oh, good, good. That's a good sign, because if only two of you raised your hand, it'd be like, wow. Well, Pronost was pretty
intense.
It took a long time for me to get over that. I'm still not. It was so intense, and it's provoked a lot of discussion. Myself on Facebook, a lot of, and that's exactly what Adamus intended to do. And I think we do have a recap video here. So
is that what the black page means?
Yeah, let's go ahead and show that. Yeah, black page recap. Okay, this is about 8 minutes or so.
Thank you.
quite frankly, the world's getting a little crazier and will continue to do so. But that doesn't mean that you have to fall into that. The number one planetary trend that's happening right now that overshadows everything else, is the reason for everything, that is the entire direction of energy, consciousness, movement, and change on the planet right now, is freedom. Everything on this planet that is material will sooner or later decay. That's freedom. It's not death. It's actually freedom. For it goes back to its original state of energy. Everything goes back. It decays back to freedom. Keyword for 2016, disruptions in everything. Everything, everything. With consciousness coming in, realization coming to physical reality, it's going to blow the circuits off of everything that was contained. Important point here, technology is growing exponential because of computing. There was a point, a defining point, where technology in all of its capacity exceeded that of the human mind. What happens next with the capacity of computing to now change everything? In the next 10 years, nearly every home in, I'm going to say, the top two-thirds of the demographic profiles around the planet are going to have a robot. Robots are going to be in every part of life, manufacturing. They're going to be an integral part of healthcare. Tied in with that, there's something called the Internet of Things. Everything is going to have sensors. Every traffic signal, every road, every airplane, every grocery store, everything in your house is going to have sensors. Not imposed by the government, not inflicted on you. It'll all be by choice. The next thing is 3D printing. In the opening video segment for this Pronos, you saw a 3D printer printing ahead. That's not tomorrow. That's today. The ability to print physical or human parts, body parts, is already here. It's already here. The ability to print anything is already here. The food that you eat is going to be printed. You live in the most amazing world where technology has exceeded the mind, but not consciousness. Nanotechnology means working at the atomic and the molecular level. You start at the very fundamental levels of particle physics and atomic structure. You assemble some of the basic codes that are now enabled because of the speed of computerization. You assemble some of the basic codes. Then you tell that initial particle structure to replicate itself, grow itself, and suddenly you have replicators everywhere. What's coming up on the planet is energy derived from two things. Number one, water. Water. There is so much energy in water, they just haven't figured out some of the basics. The next development after that is going to be, now we really kind of get out there, but it's anti-gravity. Once you understand some of those simple principles, suddenly you have basically unlimited, clean, free fuel. All these things are going to disrupt life on this planet. Not bad. It's just going to disrupt current systems. Nanotechnology, 3D printing, sensors. It's disruptive. The financial system effectively collapsed in about 2008, 2009, globally. Right now it's based only on trust. And actually, I'm going to amend that. Somebody else said that. Right now it's based on apathy.
Oh.
You're going to see something really interesting happen. It's already happening, but really brought to the forefront in the next 2 years. Old energy businesses, the bottom line oriented businesses, are going to be trying to suppress the new energy businesses, conscious versus unconscious. And it's going to bring a lot of companies into the public eye. Unconsciousness will not have a place in business anymore.
Hmm.
There's a couple major elements that are coming in. One is the new technology that allows for a much more efficient photosynthesis. That's going to have a profound effect. Now you're suddenly going to be able to feed the world. Easy. Suddenly you're going to be able to provide medical services to the world easily with a little device, a handheld device that everybody has. Suddenly you're going to have access to medical treatment from robotic clinics, and it'll be cool. Suddenly it changes everything on this planet. Suddenly you're not going to have banks controlling the money. It will be what I've called the co-ops, the point system that doesn't have to go through Federal Reserves and huge banks and credit card companies. It is peer-to-peer, or at least co-op to co-op. It's already being done. There are new technologies for water treatment to the point where countries like Israel in the next 4 to 5 years are going to be able to sustain their primary water needs on desalination alone. Education is one of my favorites. Quite simply put, the current education system is going to crumble apart, implode, be destroyed. It will be no longer significant. Virtual reality, it's the one I'm probably watching the closest because I'm not really sure what's happening. Where's that line between this reality and the others? In a way, it's a good thing. Because it gets one from being so locked into just this reality. But it's a matter of perception. So many do not really understand the difference anymore. So what happens when it goes virtual? When somebody puts on their helmet first thing in the morning? Where there's no clear lines anymore between physical reality and virtual reality. How would you use this virtual reality helmet? What would you do with it? Old Earth, New Earth. Do they come together or do they split apart? This is the critical point right now where the Earth either divides or melts. Is it brought together under this extreme, you could say, pressure? Under the alchemy of this change, is it brought together or does it separate in two? Do we end up with two Earths, with those of consciousness living on this new Earth, a place of natural beauty, a place of true freedom and sovereignty, a place of honor and respect for others, all the things that you've dreamed about, a place where you're not imprisoned by your ancestral lineage. And then the other place of old Earth, for those who still like wars and battles, starvation, disease, all the rest of that. Is this the way the planet goes? Does it go into two? So I have to ask each and every one of you, this is a very important kind of defining point as well. What would you rather do? Okay, Pronost, very provocative. Dhamma said that everything he talked about in there, by the way, there's four sessions, so you just got a glimpse of it here, but everything he talked about in terms of technology, things that are already here. These aren't dreams of what's going to come years and years from now. He said these are here, maybe haven't made their way to us yet, but whether it's the virtual reality helmets or the nanotechnology, the ability to make replicators, printing body parts, printing food, they're already doing it. It's been amazing ever since we did Pronost. We started something on our blog, on the Crimson Circle blog, called Pronost Watch, and people are sending in articles that are really kind of just affirming what Adamus was talking about, credible articles, you know, not any of these conspiracy things. And suddenly it makes you stop and say, oh, my gosh, this world is changing. And what's going to come in these years ahead? So if you really want a good kind of a roadmap, a good understanding of why Adamus is talking with us about certain things like the master sense right now, highly recommend Pronost.
And the issue of consciousness is huge.
Yeah.
Okay,
just a couple other quick things before we take a break. There is a new, a new CD or series of actually tracks called Mirab Zone. These are from Yoham, and it's all just music. And it was the type of music you put on the headsets or while you're just relaxing. And it's that same zone, that same tone kind of that we have in the Mirabs that Adamus does. But there's no Adamus. So you just put it on, fall asleep, relax, go for a nice walk. We just decided the music was so beautiful behind some of the Mirabs. We wanted to put this out. So there are 5 different tracks. They're $10 each, or you can get all of them for $40, I think.
What's the average time of the tracks, Jeff?
I think about 30 minutes for each track, but it's really nice Mirab Zone kind of music. Okay, I think that's it for the news, other than a few smileys before we go, just to make us smile. I really like this. I saw this on one of our Facebook pages. There's a little typo in there. The sign says, please pay your parking fee before existing. Before existing.
No, you should have to pay a fee to come and exist.
Before you park here in a physical body, you have to pay a fee. The other one's a cartoon. It's a little hard to read, so I'll read it for you. It says, along with antimatter and dark matter, we've recently discovered the existence of doesn't matter, which appears to have no effect on the universe whatsoever. I thought it to Tobias when they said that. It just doesn't matter. Okay, with that, we want to thank all the people who help support this amazing worldwide organization, from the Crimson Circle Angels to the Advanced Studies teachers, the web hosts, the whole group of translators around the world, and each and every one of you. We want to thank you for making this possible. We've been doing this now for 15 years. That's pretty amazing. And what a journey it's been. So
it's truly a pleasure and inspiring. When you go to the Crimson Circle website and you start looking at things, it is truly a global audience. And it's always with great pride when people ask me about what we do. I literally now will just say, you know, we've got this incredible group, and it makes me feel so good to know that what we do seems to tell me that there is literally consciousness all over the world. And people are like, what do you mean? Non-chambra. But anyways, it really is. It's people that care, people that really are awake and conscious.
Anyway,
and everywhere. Thank you.
We're going to take we had about a 35-minute break coming up. So as you see in the graphic, you can run to the bathroom. So we'll see you back here in 35 minutes. Thank you, everybody who's watching and online. Okay.